Carla, could you introduce the next item?
Item 167, assess benefited properties for massed arm traffic signal and utility undergrounding improvements in the North Vancouver Avenue and Cook Street Local Improvement District.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Madam President. This item really is all about thanking folks that we finally have this local improvement district. And I want to thank the Boise and Elliott neighborhoods for waiting 42 years for this new signal at North Vancouver and North Cook, and the left turn signal at North Vancouver and Fremont. Neighborhood advocacy made these possible, as did apparently in the dialogue we just had before we reconvened. Commissioner Fish was also an inspiration for this stoplight too. So I'll turn it over to Andrew Abbey. I particularly want to thank Pacific Power and Red Cross, and I believe Legacy, probably also.
Legacy and also Ben Kaiser.
Ben Kaiser. For their stepping up to make sure this happened. And with that, I'll turn it over to Andrew Abbey.
Thank you, Commissioner Saltzman. I know it's been a long day, so I'll move this through quickly. We moved this LID forward with 100% petition support, so everybody was participating in the LID voluntarily, and this is a list of all the folks that helped contribute to the LID, either financially or otherwise. In addition to the stakeholders that Commissioner Saltzman mentioned, we also had New Seasons Market, who participated in the LID as well. So I particularly wanted to recognize Red Cross. They were the last partner that stepped up to help us with the LID. You can see they do a lot for our community here between disaster relief, CPR, first aid, preparedness training, blood collection, service to the armed forces, and the many things that their volunteers do in the communities. They help us with home fires, floods, wildfires, explosions like the one we recently had in Northwest Portland. And Red Cross has always been there to help people in Portland affected by disasters, big and small. And Red Cross accomplishes that through their volunteers and their donations that they get from the community. So one of the things the LID wanted to, one of the objectives of the LID was to make it safer and easier for people to access the Red Cross to donate blood and go to the Red Cross headquarters with all the gridlock we had before this traffic signal went in. And this is an example on this next slide. You know, we had a fire at the Hotel Alder recently, and Red Cross stepped up and helped those residents who were displaced by that fire. And within hours, they had people there at the Hotel Alder to help some of our most vulnerable citizens in Portland. So we really appreciate the partnership with Red Cross on many facets. So as Commissioner Saltzman mentioned, there was a 42-year wait for this traffic signal to be installed. When ODOT opened up the Fremont Bridge in 1973, they didn't fund the traffic signals at the east end of the bridge, and so it was up to the City of Portland to come up with that funding. So we have gotten complaints about lack of a signal there for many, many years, and we were finally able to turn it on in 2015. There was also a fair amount of discussion at Council about utility undergrounding, and we were able to, at LID formation, we were able to get that done as well. So this next slide is a picture of what Vancouver and Cook used to look like before the signal went in. So you can see that white car in the left side of the photo. You would come off of the Fremont Bridge. You'd be trying to look around cars turning onto the Fremont Bridge. You'd be trying to keep your eye out for bikes, and then you'd be trying to monitor the oncoming traffic to figure out whether they're going straight on the bridge or making a left turn. And this was one of the top 10 right-angle crash locations in the city, so this was definitely a safety initiative. So this was the day that we turned on the traffic signal. We did something quirky, very Portland, but we had a little party and invited the neighborhood to show up. In the top right corner there is Ben Kaiser, who provided the largest share of the funding for the LID, and he had the honors of turning on the traffic signal after our director Treat cut the ribbon on the new traffic signal. And you can just see the looks on everybody's faces there in the lower picture, just a lot of relief that we finally had a safe way to cross that intersection. So the woman sitting there on the left on her bicycle was the very first person to ever wait for a red light at Vancouver and Cook. So we caught that moment for posterity. The woman on the right there crossing the street owns a hair salon down the street, and the new signal plus the combination of the left turn signal will really improve access to her business. I'm sorry we lost Sheila Holden from Pacific Power, but she was a great partner on this project. Pacific Power dropped all the power lines just in time for our new traffic signals to be operational, and they also removed the overhead power lines so that they wouldn't be in the way of the development that was coming in. So Vancouver and Fremont, excuse me, Williams and Fremont used to be a food desert. You had to drive a long way to get groceries, and now it's anchored by a new Seasons grocery store there on the corner.
And I was able to talk to Sheila during one of the breaks, and she expressed the regret she wasn't able to stay, and also of her great appreciation for you, Andrew. So thank you very much for your coordination of this.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Fritz. And this is the second to last slide, but this showed the day that we took down the old span wire signals at Vancouver and Fremont and turned on the new signal. And the last slide here shows, thanks to the advocacy of Commissioner Fish, we were able to scrounge around and find the money to pay the difference of upgrading this signal to include a left turn signal. But you can look at all these neighborhoods here, that whether they're on transit riding the number 24 bus line in this area or whether they're driving, these are all the neighborhoods whose residents travel through this intersection to get to other places in the city. So we're very happy that we're able to deliver that. This is the first traffic signal project that I've managed. One of the things that I learned is if you want a left turn signal, you better budget for it up front, because you can't come in later and just hang a left turn signal on. You have to tear out half of the hardware, and what we absolutely didn't want to do is to further disrupt businesses. So to wrap this up, we started out with this LID replacing one traffic signal. It grew. We came back to council 5 times. Kept expanding the partnership. We expanded it to replacing 3 traffic signals. We got 25% economies of scale on the core project, and that is money that PBOT can now use to rebuild more traffic signals in other areas of the city. So we're very pleased with the partnership and just wanted to recognize our community partners in this effort. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions from the council?
I know that we have a couple. We have Monique and Kathy here from Red Cross that just wanted to briefly speak.
So, welcome.
Thank you, Council, for having us, and thank you for your support. My name's Cassie McQueen, and I'm the Chief Operating Officer of your local Red Cross. I've had the privilege of working for our organization for over 5 years now, and I'm proud to say that we are doing amazing humanitarian work in this community. The Red Cross accomplishes our services every single day, every single month, every single year. In 2016 alone, we responded to over 630 local disasters and helped over 2,700 people in need in Oregon and Southwest Washington. Now, these are big numbers, but I felt like it would be best represented in a quote from one of our most recent clients, who was displaced by the Hotel Alder fire in January. His name was Eric, and this is what he said. "I have no one here in my town, no one to check on me. There is no other help. The Red Cross is my help. The compassion of volunteers is kind of rubbing off on me. This is a whole other level of love that I have learned, and I'm going to use it. I owe it to the Red Cross and myself to give back." So on behalf of Eric and myself, thank you for empowering the Red Cross to continue to do our service work here in Oregon.
And thank you, Cassie. My name is Monique Dugas, and I'm the Regional Director of Communications for the Red Cross. And thank you for this opportunity to speak with you. We are able to go to work safely, cross the street safely, because of this partnership, and we do appreciate it. With all the services that the Red Cross provides in our community, we each have what we call a mission moment. And our mission moments are when we've felt the impact personally of the Red Cross in our life. And my personal mission moment came when I suffered serious injuries from a car accident and needed to have 60% of my blood replaced. And because of the Red Cross and generous donors in our community, the blood was there at the hospital when I needed it. That's my mission moment, and the Red Cross is the nation's largest blood supplier. In fact, we supplied more than 182,000 units of blood just in this area alone, so that hospitals and patients in need, just like me, were able to get the blood when they needed it. I'm sure many of you have a mission moment, and when the Red Cross services have touched you personally or someone that you love, and we would simply ask that you remember think of the Red Cross and that your mission moment was sponsored by the Red Cross. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you for making it safer for us to get to our facility, for our workers, volunteers, and donors.
Thank you. Any questions from council? Any public testimony?
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Nope. Okay. Call the roll, please.
Non-emergency?
It's a non-emergency. So if I could say for the benefit of our friends in the Red Cross, over the years that I've been on the council, I've watched the Red Cross step up during winter weather emergencies. I've watched them step up when people are displaced, when we've had all kinds of challenges. And we almost take for granted that the Red Cross is always there. But I also want to thank you for the work you do around blood. And because I have a rare blood type, I get a phone call almost every night at dinner. You're almost as persistent as the AARP is with the solicitations I get in the mail. But what that reminds me is that the blood is vitally important and can save a life. Your story, Monique, underscores that. And thank you for all the wonderful things the Red Cross does for our community.
Next item, please.